Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Soldotna and Kenai Car Safeway grocery stores will be divested as part of the merger between grocery giants Albertsons and Kroger. The list of Albertsons-owned stores in Alaska to be divested was released on Tuesday. It featured 18 locations in Alaska, including the two Central Peninsula stores, as part of a massive 579-store nationwide divestiture plan. The company lined up to purchase those undermined 18 Car Safeway stores is C&S Wholesale Grocers, the parent company for Grand Union and Piggly Wiggly. A presentation slide released by Albertsons and Kroger claims that no stores will close as a result of the merger. All frontline associates will remain employed, and existing collective bargaining agreements will be honored once C&S assumes ownership following the divestiture. In February of this year, the Federal Trade Commission sued to block a proposed merger, claiming that the $24.6 billion deal would eliminate competition and lead to higher prices in American grocery stores. The FTC's decision came on the heels of substantial opposition to the merger from legislators in Alaska and across the country, who cited concerns over prices and competition, later echoed by the Trade Commission. In a letter to the FTC last year, Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan wrote, "We write to express our deep concerns about the agreement and the potential impacts the proposed merger will have on Alaskans." Congresswoman Mary Peltola sent her own letter to the FTC, calling on them to block the merger over concerns about Alaska's food security. Shortly after the merger was announced, members of the Alaska State Legislature added their voices to the opposition, writing FTC Chairperson Lena Khan to express concerns over, among other things, fair pricing for groceries if the merger were allowed to go through. Taylor Nibb resigned her position on the U.S. cycling team for the road race at the Paris Olympics on Tuesday and will be replaced by Homer's Kristen Faulkner, who already had been picked to compete with the American Pursuit Squad in the Velodrome. Nibb still plans to compete in the time trial on July 27th, the day after the opening ceremony. Last week, the organizing committee for the Paris Olympics unveiled backup plans for triathlon and marathon swimming if they are unable to be contested in the Seine River, where unsafe levels of E. coli were detected in recent weeks. Faulkner, the reigning U.S. road race champion, certainly has the ability to compete for a medal in the event. The 31-year-old from Homer, Alaska, has won three Grand Tour stages over the past 2 years, including a stage at La Vuelta Femenina in May. The Soldotna Riverfront Redevelopment Project received another boon during Tuesday night's Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting when it was formally adopted into the borough's comprehensive plan. The project was originally presented as a part of Soldotna's downtown improvement plan as an initiative to spur private investment, create new jobs, and improve the quality of life for residents and visitors. In recent years, the project has developed substantially and was unanimously adopted by the City Council on February 14th of 2024. Following Soldotna's official adoption of the plan, a request was passed along to the borough seeking the project's formal adoption via the amending of the 2019 Kenai Peninsula Borough Comprehensive Plan. Assemblymember Cindy Eklund from Seward explained that this is part of the borough's procedure for changes to city and borough planning.
Part of our comprehensive plan in the borough is that when entities, cities, and parts of cities update their comprehensive plan and make amendments to it, then it comes back to the borough to include it into our borough comprehensive plan.
According to the ordinance adopted by the Assembly, the plan is consistent with and furthers the goals, policies, and objectives of Envision Soldotna 2023, the comprehensive plan for that area of the borough within the boundaries of the city of Soldotna. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.